Where I continue reading from our Sefer Kitvuni, from the Sefer Kitvuni, the Dorot, we are now on page Samach Hei, 65. At the bottom of the page, Torah Ta'ari Zal Torah. Zot ve'od zrichim anu lemodai. The Kol Giluim v'chizyonei Arizal Zal Anoraim. We have to understand one thing, Elyonim, that everything that we're reading is directly from the words of the words in the mouth Kadosh from the Arizal himself. The Kol Kitvei Arav Chaim Itala Rabim Atzumim V'gam Lerabot Pratei Shmotehem V'chilufehem V'nusachatotehem V'achesh Nitvu V'nitvu L'day Choch Chachme Hadorot. So everything we're getting a pure Masoret directly from the Arizal to Rav Chaim Vital to the Gedoli HaMekubalim of the previous generations, as we listed out. Harein Kasher Chelke HaTorah. This is part and parcel of Torah. Anybody who denies this is an apikoros, basically. Somebody says, "No, I'm not going to learn this. It's not for me. It's not part of Torah." He's making a huge mistake, because we know it's Paldis. Paldis is stands for the Pshat, Remez, Dush, and Sod. That is part and parcel of one Torah, Torah Moshe, that Moshe is Mekabel from Sinai, and Sod is just the flip side of the Pshat. That's all it is. And Ilmodim bi'iyun u'bisfarah, and it's learned the exact same way that it's learned in Nigla. It's learned bi'iyun u'bisfarah lidei kushyot v'turutzim. You ask questions, you get answers, and so on and so forth. וכמו שהארי בעצמו יגע יגיעות עצומות דרך לימודו על יעד שיגיע לתכלית השגותיו. And that's exactly the same way that Arizal got to where he got. He wasn't born a Navi. He wasn't born who he was, but rather he shtagged, worked very hard, and through this way of learning he got his Ruach HaKodesh and the Gilui Eliyahu. וכן רב חיים איתן יגע בתרה בעצר אצבעות על ביור שמותיו וחילופיהם וחילופיהם בישובם, בטעמם, בניקומם, בכל פעם חזר לימודו. You saw the way the various additions that רב חיים איתן went over and over, did חזר and asked questions and answered and give summaries, and you see the way he was learning to give us the mahalach of learning. Also, this is the same as we find in Pshat. Chozo leigaye pam achepar chidush kama drachim baofanim pchi shekidato shkadeto ve'atzmuta ve'atzuma ve'inyono ve'inyono v'choder. He was ali de his shkida, his hasmada, that he was able to get clarity in all the writings. וכן בכל חכם מביא הניגש לשים עניינו על כתבי אריזה וללמוד את תורתו ונתיבותיה, אין לו מבוא ודרך כניסה אל הקודש פנימה, אלא דרך לימוד העיוני ובספרה דיוק קושה ותירוץ ככל המון התלמוד הזה. And there's only one way to really understand this is really put your head into it. Somebody who wants to learn in passing will never really get a handle on what's going on, the Kitvei Arizal, unless he learns it b'derech pilpul, b'derech kusha, v'turutz, and really spends a lot of time trying to understand what's going on here. כסד זה למד ולימד האריזל, וכן הרב חיים איתה, וכל חכמי הדורות שאחריהם, וכמוך מספריהם, we can see even the way the ספרים are written, סגנון דבריהם, and the way the mahalach of learning is. וחילופי שמותיו, and the chiluf of the shmuot, medurot, shonot, enum ela selulei havana v'yishuvam al stirot v'kushiyot omdim al peri. So even though we find a lot of stirot, that doesn't that adds to the part and parcel of the limud for us to challenge us to get to the bottom of it. Now, havana v'yishuvam al stirot v'kushiyot omdim al peri. וכל השמועות יש ויש יסודות נאמנים מקורי החוכמה, אם בספר זוהר, אם בקבלתו של אריזל, and everything is a מקור we saw. Either from the Zohar, from the Arizal, מתעסקות בביאור, וסברה, טעמי השיטות שונות, ויישוב ענייניהם, הוא, הדבר הרצוי והעיקר הנחמד בעיני השם בקיום אמר יתברד פלפול או חוכמה. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, not just to give us on a silver plate and become Nevi'im, have Ruach HaKodesh, and get all the answers for ourselves, but rather to work at it, and from working through it, we get the answers. Okay, now we're on page Samech Zayin. And this is called Ma'amar Gimel, HaKtavim, Baspaklariat Sefer Shem HaGedulim, B'Diva Azara B'Ina Limud B'Sefer Ari Zal האמיתים. Now, והנה, למעשה כל הכתוב לאל אינו חידוש. So says the author, everything that I've written so far is quite simple and has been already documented in other ספרים, כל ברמה, excuse me, from Rav Papirish, from Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and others, they are well documented in the Chida, Shem Gedolim. You can look for yourself there in Erech, where he speaks about Rav Chaim Vital. He has a whole piece on the Chida, has a whole piece on the Arizal, and he has a whole piece on the Svarim, Etz Chaim. And he gives you a lot of stories, and he tells you all the background. So a lot of what we've seen so far is already documented in those various Svarim. And therefore, he adds as follows. V'ini, l'masi, kol shikatuv le'el enu chidush v'kvar. כבר היה לעולמים וכאשר מצאנו מפורד בפר היטב אבל בקיטו נמרץ בספר שם הגדולים שזה הרב הגאון וזינו אחידה בערך גדולים בערך רב חיים ביטה. So if you look at the שם גדולים over there, the חידה writes over there in his sefer under the title of רב חיים ביטה. He writes over there, "V'ya'an avduri avdu kitvei hakodesh al haba kanfot ha'aretz bekama minei sidarim nusachot amarti ha'ele katzer bekatzar amitz lehodi lebnei adam." So the Chida himself addressed this problem of all the multiple writings which just adds to the complication of understanding the system of the Riza, of the multiple editions that we have. And the Chida felt that it was important to make some seder and to understand and to write out a bit of a history, b'kitzo, on this inyan. V'hine, Rabbeinu HaRiza Zal tziva sheshum adam, shum echad me'atamidav lo yotov, zulat Rav Chaim Vital. That it was written, that we know, and it's mefurash, it was a tziva, it was an order from the Arizal himself, that nobody should write except for the Rav Chaim Vital. Ach, hem chashkam, betalumot, chokhma, hayu kotvim. But nevertheless, they had too much of a, let's call it a yitzah tov, they decided to write, nevertheless. Ume'ela kuntrasim, mesha talmidim, nitavu tauyod nusachot. Because they wrote, unfortunately, people took it very seriously and started learning, and there was a lot of mistakes there, and that led to a lot of confusion. And on top of that, Rav Chaim Vital himself kept all of his writings secret. So what came out on the market? All the other writings of the Talmidim, which were full of mistakes, and the proper writings and the correct writings were kept hidden. וחלה חולה גדול וכבד, and Rav Chaim Vital one day became very ill, ועל ידי ממון לקחו מבני ביתו, and then, this is again, we know the story, this is the Chida listing of the story, that from the one day Rav Chaim Vital fell very, very ill, close to death, and then from his house, we know it was Rav Shua Ben Nun, came this gadol and paid a lot of money to Moshe Vital, which was his brother, and took over. What was given to him was only the Tar Niyarim, right, the 600 pages, which we called later on the Madur Kama. Venotlum lemea sofrim, and he gave it to 100 sofrim. Vatikum bimhirud bimot shlosh hayamim, and he written out within 3 days. Everything was copied, 100 people, 3 days. Each was given to. And there came even more mistakes from the speed and the smudging and the order, which was giving it back everything was mixed up, that even led to even more confusion. V'zeh 30 shana v'yotesh yatzu le'osh shmone sha'arim misudarim miben Rav Chaim Vital Morin v'Rav Shmuel v'aleihem yesh lismoch. So you can't be somewhere on the writings of the Talmidim. You can't really be somewhere on the what's called the Tar Niyarim. But nevertheless, after 30 years, then Rav Shmuel Vital came out with his sefer, which is called Shmone Sha'arim, which again was given to him directly to the, from Rav Chaim Vital, his father. And this is the Echida that you can be somech on. Ach ein b'sha'arim niskarim b'madura batra, but there's nothing there for Madura Batra. That's part and parcel of Madura Kama. Here, Rav Chaim Vital tziva ligzor b'kvoro. We know that Rav Chaim Vital told, he gave a tzivui to hide it in his kever. V'rabanan kadishei asher b'dor alidei yichudim hotziu mikivro b'rshuto alidei shelat chalom. And we know that the Gedolei Ador, which we know is Avraham Azulai and Rav Yaakov Tzemach, so he says Yehudim, various complicated pronunciations of the Shem Hashem, and actually not pronunciations, but rather all these machshavos and these Yehudim that they pronounce, they took it out from his kever. Bishuto aledei shelat chacham. They asked the shelat chacham, means they made a fast and they had a special shelat chacham, and they asked in the dream whether they asked to Rav Chaim Vital in a dream whether they could go into his kever and pull them out, and he said yes. Rav Yaakov Hillel, already we saw this, that this is not the correct. Well, he argues with the Chida. He actually says from the Loshon of the Agdam of the Or Chama in Rav Avram Zulai's Sefer himself, he's the actual one who got the Ksavim. He doesn't say actually came from the Kever of Rav Chaim Vital, but rather the Gniza of Rav Chaim Vital, meaning that he proves from there that Rav Chaim Vital was still living. So it could not be in his actual burial plot, but rather it was in a Gniza in Tzfat, nothing to do with burial plot. Not like the Chida puts it over here. So he wants to argue from, and he brings a proof from the actual Hagdama of Avram Zulai. So then he says, "Balu yadi morei Rav Yaakov Tzemach, v'morei Rav Meir Papirish." And they, from then on, they took this Madura Batra and they wrote very svarim, came out from there. V'lachem tisa b'sefer derech Etzchaim, sidam morei Rav Meir Aniska v'Hagdama, v'zen asefer korim oto Etzchaim. From all of that came out what we know, the monumental work called the Etz Chaim. Chidushim ravim amukim asher einam b'sha'a kedamot asher sider Rav Shmuel Vital nizkar ki lo haya b'yado b'yad Rav Shmuel Vital Madura Batra. And we know that Rav Chaim Shmuel Vital didn't even have these writings, and therefore what we have nowadays, this is in time of Chidais, this is an amazing work, Chidushim, that even that Shmuel Vital didn't know about, and this is called the Etz Chaim. Okay, fine, so we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue on Sashem tomorrow. Okay.